Hi again, everyone. This podcast is on the poem If Love Was Jazz by Linda France. Before we begin the podcast, it might be a good idea to just pause the podcast and to read through the poem from your textbook. The first heading on your worksheet is Subject Matter. Linda France's poem is entitled If Love Was Jazz, and the poem outlines the pleasure that might be found in love if love was more similar to jazz music. Can you describe briefly what is the general connection or link in the poem between love and jazz music? Does the poet, for example, think that love would be more exciting or more thrilling if it was more like jazz music? Refer to one or two examples used by the poet in support of this idea. The second heading in your worksheet is Theme. Apart from the title, the ending of a poem usually gives a good indication as to the theme of a poem. Can you see that a change occurs in the second last stanza, where the poet accepts that love isn't jazz? Does the poet at this point realise that a more realistic interpretation of love is perhaps an organ recital, which is more predictable and at times a dull form of music? In the final stanza, the poet says she would always want more if love was jazz. Could it suggest that she's not found fulfillment in her love life? What do you think? What might be your own interpretation of line 24 in the poem? The third heading on your worksheet is quote 3. So here you just write down any three of your favourite words or images or even lines from the poem. Choose any three that you liked or thought were original or imaginative. Maybe your chosen quote captures a key idea for you in the poem. Or perhaps you liked the way the poet described some connection between love and the jazz instrument in a particular stanza. The next heading on the worksheet is Imagery. So Linda France refers to numerous images of jazz instruments in the poem. For example, in stanza 5, the poet imagines that if love was a drum, she would willingly become caught in its snare. Find one or two images that you like most and suggest why the poet uses them. Can you say if these images are examples of metaphor? Or are they similes? It might also be useful to examine the image of love as an organ recital in stanza 8. This image is important since it brings the poet back to reality in her final acceptance that, unfortunately, love isn't jazz. The fourth heading on your worksheet is Language. Did you find this an easy poem to understand? Would you agree or disagree that a reader who enjoys jazz music would relate to this poem more? Can you spot examples of simple language? Why do you think the poet uses simple phrases such as if love was a guitar or if love was a trumpet? From the language in the poem, do you get a sense that France knows quite a lot about jazz music? What words or phrases might suggest this? The next heading is Form. Look at the first 5 stanzas in the poem. You'll notice that they're all 3-line stanzas, and this type of stanza is called a tercet. But France also uses a couplet, which is a 2-line stanza. The final 2 stanzas in the poem each contain 4 lines, and these type of stanzas are called quatrains. So the variation in the form might be used by the poet to emphasise the variation in the sounds and in the rhythms of jazz music. Now look at the length of some of the lines. Are they all the same length, or is there a lot of variety? Did you notice the clever use of enjambment, that is a run-on line, between lines 11 and 12? The next heading on your worksheet is sound, and there are several examples of end rhyme in this poem. Can you spot one or two examples? Is there a pattern in the rhyme? Look, for example, at the first two stanzas. Note how France rhymes the last word in the first and third lines of these two stanzas. So there is a pattern. If you write out the rhyme scheme or the rhyme pattern, it would be A, B, A for the first stanza and C, D, C for the second stanza. Do you think the rhymes give a kind of lyrical or musical effect to the poem? The seventh heading on your worksheet is tone and mood. The tone is the attitude or the feeling of the speaker towards the subject of the poem. Do you think Linda France celebrates the excitement of jazz music in this poem? Does she wish that love could create that same excitement in her life? How does the tone change in line 21? Do you think the poet is feeling more regretful at this point? When you're writing about mood, think about how the poem makes you feel when you read the poem. Do you share the poet's enthusiasm for and appreciation of jazz music? Or maybe you feel sad that the poet hasn't been fulfilled in her previous relationships. A more positive mood would be one of hope if you think that, well, at least music offers some compensation to the poet and it excites her and pleases her despite her lackluster feelings about love. The final heading on your worksheet is personal response. Overall, did you think this was an interesting poem? Did you think it was insightful? What did it have to say about love that you might have found interesting? Or perhaps unusual? Did it make you think about love and its place in your own life? Perhaps you liked the creativity of the poet in comparing love to jazz music. Or if you are someone who loves a certain type of music, maybe you could connect with some of the feelings or some of the ideas that the poet expressed.